DC 101, The Who. You bet it, you bet it. It's 3 minutes after 7 at WWDC FM. Washington with the Grease Man here. How about you face another day? Nice sunrise this morning. The sky with some wispy clouds tinged with red, providing a glorious backdrop to the nation's capital as it basks in the last rays of summertime before the goosebumps cover us. And once again, we bundle for 6 months of climactic brutality. What's happening? Oh, geez, Neiman Pukis got robbed yesterday. You see that? 200 G's worth of diamond watches and stuff. Unbelievable. The one up there in Malza Galerie. Yeah, that's a fancy place. You ever been in? I feel funny walking in there. They see my scuffed wang tips and my blue jeans, and right away I can see they're looking at me as though I had a fetid aroma. These robbers, they were in their suits, wearing black and white two-tone shoes. They had their two-tones on. And they just swept up them diamond watches and slipped out again. Yeah, I have to go out there and I don't get up to there that often. You know, I feel just a little awkward. It's just a little above my level, the Neiman Pukas. You know, I'm just an old country boy. Somehow I feel better with the red clay and the dirt in my toes. Hair overalls on. Oftentimes they go around country people, too. Well, you know, I'll get out riding in West Virginia. Oftentimes, rather than stay at a hotel, I'll just rely on country hospitality. Stopped this one place, told him I was traveling along, didn't have a place to go, but I would pay him for a little food and a place to stay. They let me stay in the barn or something I keep an eye out for. They said, oh, no, come on in. So I went inside, and there was a farmer and his wife. We sat down. We had us a great meal. I said, well, I guess I'll head out to the barn. He said, you ain't going to head out to no barn. I said, you look like a clean fella. Smell nice. I said, aqua velva. He said, well, whatever. Tell you what, you can sleep with us. I'll just sleep in the middle, keep things on the up and up. My wife on one side, you on the other. I said, well, I guess so, sure. And sure enough, we get into bed, and that guy's sound asleep. Well, we'd been passing around the bottle of Jack Black and laughing, swapping stories. We hit the rack, he's sound asleep and a-snoring. And his wife kind of smiles, leans over him, pushes my shoulder, and says, come on, big boy. Come on, baby. I said, my gosh, your husband's right there. She said, oh, he sleeps like a log. Watch this. And she grabs a strand of Tecostal foliage and winds it around her finger. And then just rears it back, pulls it right out. I said, holy dear, you're enough. That guy's still snoring up a storm. So I figured, what the hey? Don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. We commenced to have us a bodacious time. I kept looking, but he was sleeping through it. I had one eye out there. I had one eye kind of looking off at him, just to make sure he didn't stir. But no, he just slept right through. So I cuddled up, I grabbed me the pill, I rolled over to my side of the bed. I figured, oh, yes. But she rubs my shoulder again. She says, come on. I said, what do you mean, come on? We done this. She said, but I just getting started. I said, well, I done finished. She said, oh, come on, pretty buddy. Sure enough, she's rubbing the small of my back and them little blonde hairs in the small of my back just stand right up. And next thing you know, I'm fired up again. I said, but he's going to wake up for sure, baby. She said, he ain't going to wake up. And she reaches down there, grabs another strand of Tecostal foliage. She winds that thing around her finger. She rears and pulls that thing. Ah. Sure enough, I just tear it up again. What the hey, you know? And I can't believe my eyes. I mean, the bed is a-rollicking. I mean, the man's head even hit the wall a couple times. Still snoring. Finally exhausted. I retreat to my corner of the bed. Bundle up in the fetal position. Get them covers all snug up around my neck. Ah! A big meal. A little relaxing diversion. I'm ready to sleep. But she says, come on, big boy. Please. I said, my God, are you sure? She says, see for yourself. So I go ahead and I wind the strand of that man took out the foliage around my finger and I pull it right out. Finally, he sits straight up and looks at me right in the face. He says, buddy, I don't mind y'all having some fun, but do you have to keep score on my four? 4 minutes after 6.